Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Daily Stoics. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like that to-do list just keeps getting longer while your energy levels are stuck on deflated beach ball. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving headfirst into the importance of self-care because let's face it, friends, you can't pour from an empty cup. Think about a phone, right? The one you're probably glued to right now. You wouldn't keep using it until the battery died, would you? No way. You'd plug it in, give it a charge, maybe even grab a snack while you wait. Your body and mind are no different. They need regular charging sessions, activities that nourish your soul, recharge your batteries, and leave you feeling more vibrant and ready to conquer the world or at least that mountain of laundry. So, how do we actually put self-care into practice? Well, grab a cup of coffee, maybe even light a scented candle, create that little oasis of calm because I've got 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling like a brand new human. 1. Define your recharge. This isn't one size fits all, folks. What recharges one person might be utterly boring for another. For some, it's a hot bath with a good book. Others need a hike in nature or jamming out to their favorite tunes. Figure out what truly fills your cup and make time for it, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. 2. Embrace the power of no. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy, those commitments, requests, or even social events that leave you feeling depleted. Remember, saying yes to everything is like spreading yourself too thin on a pizza crust that's just not sustainable. 3. Move your body. Now, I'm not talking about running marathons unless that's your thing. Simply getting your body moving can do wonders for both your physical and mental well-being. A brisk walk, some yoga stretches, even dancing like nobody's watching, it all counts. 4. Disconnect to reconnect. We live in a world of constant connectivity, which can be amazing, but also incredibly draining. Take regular breaks from screens, put away your phone, and reconnect with yourself and the people around you. You might just be surprised how much clearer your mind feels after a digital detox. 5. Nurture your inner world. Read something inspiring, journal your thoughts, meditate, or simply spend some quiet time reflecting. These practices help you tap into your inner wisdom and cultivate a sense of peace and clarity. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying in, and a colleague dropping unexpected tasks on your plate. Before you know it, you're feeling overwhelmed, stress, and that familiar running on fumes feeling creeping in. But what if, instead of pushing through, you took a few minutes for yourself? Maybe you step outside for a quick walk and take some deep breaths. Or you grab a healthy snack and recharge with a few moments of quiet contemplation. These small acts of self-care can make a world of difference, turning that stressful situation from a full-blown meltdown into a manageable challenge. So remember, friends, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up as your best self, both for yourself and the world around you. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Define your recharge, embrace the power of no, move your body, disconnect to reconnect, and nurture your inner world. Implement these small but powerful changes into your daily routine and watch how it transforms your life. Ready to level up? I want to hear from you. Share your self-care strategies, your favorite ways to recharge, and any challenges you're facing. Join the conversation on social media, leave a review, or send me a message. Let's build a community of supportive, thriving Stoics together. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you are worthy of care, compassion, and a whole lot of self-love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.